We would like to speak to you about how to change your energy states, because in the times that you are in, that is a very necessary thing. And there are several things that are very good for helping you with that. They are going to seem a bit strange to you, we know, but we would like to mention the first thing. And the first thing we would like to talk about is beauty. There is a thing about being human, which is that you cannot hold opposing energies in your body. One energy will overtake the other, because when they are in conflict, they're not going to hold. You're only going to have war. You will never have peace. And so in this time when there is so much around you that is war, we would like you to think about even carrying something with you that is beautiful, or that brings you to that place of beauty in yourself, so that when all of this is going on, you can take your focus and move it to something beautiful. And what you will discover is that you cannot hold the agitation and the anger and all of that and beauty. You cannot have them both. So if you choose to focus on beauty and know that the reason that you are doing that is to change the energy construct in your body, then you are in charge of a very fine thing to take through your life. Through the ages, literally the ages, people have had amulets and stones and things that they carried with them. And we look back on that now and think it's superstitious. It actually was not at all, because the interaction with whatever they were carrying allowed them to change the way they felt to something better. And in the feeling something better, then all that was not good was removed from their field. The idea of this is not to never feel conflict or never feel any of this. The idea is to know that the power of your focus will allow you to change that. And beauty is one of the ways. There are other ways that you are familiar with, and that is to have more focus on your breathing than on the war around you. That is an excellent and time-honored way to change your energy. There are questions, and we have spoken about these before. When you can, with all of this going on, say, in this situation, what is the best thing for me? And then allow yourself to respond to that, because the best thing for you in a situation may be complete silence, no response at all, because you do not enter the war when you are quiet. That stops the entry into the war. The answer may be that you leave. And that is very often the best thing to do. You must be a bit careful with, there is a school of thought, and it runs through some of the metaphysical literature. And you very often hear it referred to as rising above the situation. If you can do that without judging the situation, then that is also a good technique. But we must say, watching you in the human condition, that is a very difficult thing to do. Because to rise above something means you must leave all of your emotional responses behind. Now, it does not mean you cannot do it, but it it must be a natural rise. It cannot be an artificial or a pushed rise, because if you do that, the next words out of your mouth will cause a war, and we do not want to do that. So when you are rising above it, make sure that you are peaceful first, and that you are willing to let go whatever is going on around you, that you do not feel the need to interface with it or to try to change it. So then you can rise above it energetically and focus on your breathing and move along and extend what loving kindness you can, but you do not want to get caught in it. One of the we have spoken to you before about the oppositions, love and fear being the opposition. But both love and fear have one similar quality. Love wants to draw love to itself. Fear wants to draw fear to itself. So when you are in a situation where it is fear, it is looking for you to agree with it. It is looking for you to say, it is bad, things are wrong. And that is something you really need to rise above. But you may rise above that in silence. Or you may move into yourself and you may be able to say, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I understand that you feel that way. I'm very sorry. That must feel very bad. That is where loving kindness is the interface, because you are not being pulled into it, but you are not attacking it either. So those are, what would we say, of what do you call it, the handy hints for the time you are living in. And we hope you will remember them, because they will stand you in very good stead in the lives you are living and the time you are living in. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the golden light of the universe all around you. And when you breathe in the light of the universe, exhale your fear. Breathe in the creative energy. Exhale limitation. Breathe in loving kindness. Exhale judgment. Breathe in generosity. Exhale impatience. Be aware of a golden tree and feel that tree starting in your root, and feel the golden trunk come up through your body, touching every chakra center and making it strong and true and real. And feel that tree grow up and open your crown so that it can receive the sun and the rain of the universe. And as you feel the strength of that tree inside of you, feel the branches throughout your body. Watch the leaves grow. And grow more. And see what flowers on this tree inside of you. and watch the flowering held in your body, held close to you. Feel the power that comes up through the roots of the tree, power that draws in the support of the earth. Feel your right to that power and your right to that support. And feel the branches extend past your body. And see the beauty of the growth and the flowering. And hold it all inside of you, as it is your right to do. And feel the universe send rain to wash the leaves, nurture that strong trunk, and feel that cleansing energy washing through your body, washing away the pain, washing away the fear and the shame, washing it all away, so that the tree now grows for you, holds for you, creates with you. And move into your heart and see the part of the tree trunk that is strengthening your heart. And see that a door opens in the tree, and that what comes out of that door is your gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. Now feel the energy of the universe that is blessing you and loving you and knowing you deeply and truly. The energy that created you comes in now to support you, to teach you, to protect you. And you are whole and full and beautiful. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.